Walk your hands over to the other side. Walk your hands back to center. Press back to downward facing dog. Spread your fingertips open even wider here, and then walk your hands the distance of your mat today and just kind of turn on your arms. Press your pointer and thumb fingers into your mat especially. Walk your big toes together to touch. Send your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your knees, stack your hips open. Work towards pressing your standing heel down towards the ground a little bit more. And then straighten your leg straight back up. Take your leg over towards the right side. So just kick it out. Like you could set it on a table next to you. Maybe you could reach the person next to you. Give them a little tickle. Yeah. Take your leg back up. Breathe in. Step it forward. Reach your right hand up to the ceiling. Look up. Open up across your chest. Big twist. Keep the idea of spreading between all fingers in your top and bottom hands. Take another breath in. Forward fold at the top of your mat. Lift up halfway as you inhale. Split your feet hip width. Interlace your hands at your low back and fold forward. Release your bind. Lift up halfway, breathe in fully. High plank as you exhale. Right away, shift forward onto your tiptoes. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Send your left leg up as you inhale. Bend and stack open. Spread your toes apart, your lifted foot. Press the front edge of your mat forward in front of you. Straighten your leg back up, breathe in, and then take it over to the left side. You can turn your toes towards the top edge of your mat. Again, reach for someone, give them a little tap. The wall is a good support system there for you. Yeah, send your leg back up as you inhale. Step forward for your twist, left hand to the ceiling, look up, breathe in. Take one more big breath in. Fold forward to the top of your mat. Rise all the way up to stand this time. Draw your hands together at your heart and close your eyes. Breathe in big. Open your mouth and let it go. Fill up for Om. Reach up, look up. Bow forward. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. So 45 minutes of movement and breath, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Breathe in and breathe out. Two more like that. Fill up all the way. Empty completely. Top of your mats. halfway lift. Long, flat spine. Fold. Rise. Look up between your hands. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Three breaths. Last one, fill up all the way. Empty completely. Top of your mats. Halfway lift. Fold. Rise all the way up, look up between your hands. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. One big breath in, fill up, lift up. Get completely empty. Top of your mats. Half lift. Bow forward. Chair pose. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog, right foot into warrior one. So continuing the movement and breath, one big breath all the way up, chaturanga, right back down. Moving with velocity here. Open up your heart, downward facing dog, left side. Step as you exhale, use your inhale to rise, look back. Chaturanga. Open your heart, downward facing dog. Breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, do that again. And out. One more, biggest breath right here. Empty out. Top of your mat. Halfway lift, fold. Chair pose, fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right foot, warrior one. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing left side. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Lift your heels up, breathe in. Bend your knees, get empty, look forward. Top of your mat. Halfway lift, fold forward. Chair pose. Fold. Half, chaturanga. Open your heart, downward facing, right foot number one. Chaturanga. Up, down, left side. Chaturanga. Lift your heart, downward facing. Lift your heels, breathe in. Bend your knees, get completely empty, look forward. Jump lightly. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair pose. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right foot, warrior one. Open up to two. Stay and breathe. Sink a little deeper. Breathe in. Breathe out. Reverse warrior. Side plank to the sun. Left hand down. Take your top leg up and then set your eyes up. Breathe in. Right foot forward, high lunge. Look up between your hands. Reach back, 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 back. Standing splits. Take a breath in. Lift your heel up one more inch. Fold forward. Chair pose. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing dog. Left side, warrior one. Open up to two. You stay and breathe in. Sink into it as you breathe out. Again, breathe in and out. Reverse warrior. Side plank, plant your right hand down. Take your top leg up, look up. Elevate your practice. Challenge yourself. Breathe in. High lunge, left side. Full long breath all the way up and back. Look back, back, back. Standing splits. One breath in, lift your heel up. Fold. Chair pose. Prayer twist to the sun. Chair pose. Prayer twist to the bricks. Chair pose. To the right. Back up. To the other side. Center. Twist. Awesome breath. Inhale up. To the other side. Center. Fold. Lengthen. Chaturanga. Lift your heart. Downward facing. Take your right leg up to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring it to your nose. Curl in. Take it up. Tap your right arm. Send it high. High lunge. Prayer twist. Catch your inhale. Stay and breathe out. Again, breathe in. Twist more. Fill up. Get all the way empty. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Extended side angle. Plug your heels into your mat. Send your bottom arm forward. Fill up. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill all the way up. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Take your left leg up. Kiss your knee. Lengthen. Tap your left arm. Up. High lunge. Prayer twist, bricks. Breathe in and twist. Awesome breath, stay with it. Fill all the way up. Twist empty. Warrior two. Reverse warrior, extended side. Plug your feet down, sink into it. Activate your legs, so lift up your back kneecap, send your bottom arm forward. Feel all the way up, chaturanga. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Send your right leg up, flip your dog over. Cactus your top elbow and expand your chest open to the ceiling as much as you can. Take one more big breath in. Sit down all the way onto your butts for boat pose. Feet up. Open and expand across your chest. Pull your toes apart even. Flex your feet. And then keep your breath up. Set your focus on one point with your eyes. And stay in it. There's so much focus in here. I can feel it. You guys are like laser beams. Yeah. So serious. Take another breath in. Stay and breathe out. One more. Grab your knees. Rock and roll back and forth. Three rocks. After your third rock, make it all the way up to chair pose. No hands. Prayer twist over to the brick wall to your right side. Look down to your toes. Pick up your left foot up off the ground. Fly it behind you. Reconnect to a deeper breath. Step your foot back for your lunge. Keep your twist happening. Press into your hands. Look up. Twist more. Do that again. Breathe in. Twist more. Last one. Twist empty. Reverse warrior two. All the way back. Extended side angle. Take a bind. Half bind, full bind. And then bump your back foot forward for bird of paradise towards the back of your mat. Wherever you're taking this, expand your chest open more. Create more space across your chest. Extended side angle. Take another breath in. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Take your left leg up. Bend your knee. Flip it over. Cactus your top elbow and expand across your chest. Butts to the floor. This time grab hold of your big toes with your peace fingers. Take your legs open wide. Keep your chest expanding though, right? So if you find yourself rounding in, try to expand your chest by squeezing your shoulder blades down and together. Now keep your legs as they are. Keep yourself upright. Just bring your hands between your legs. What? Is it possible? Yeah, you got it. Breathe. Three more big breaths together in community. Two more. Last one in. Hug your knees in. Rock and roll. Three rocks back and forth all the way up to chair pose. No hands. Zip it up nice and tight. Have a little fun while you're at it. Prayer twist to the brick wall. Bring your right foot off the ground. Start to fly it behind you. Keep it off the ground. Stay in the transition of it. Now step it back. Catch your inhale. Twist empty. Lengthen it. Inhale. Twist it out. Twice more. Reverse warrior two. Spin it all the way open and back. Extended side angle with your bind. Then bird of paradise, top of your mat. Go for it. Lift your heart no matter where you are here. Extended side angle, slow and steady, just as you enter the pose, exit the pose. Fill up your lungs. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Lift your heels off your mat, breathe in. Bend your knees, get completely empty. Crow pose, top of your mat. What? Those are opportunities just to see how you react. The cool thing is that our reactions are redundant. So it's a different like stimuli that will make the reaction happen, but the same reaction is there. Bring your feet down to the ground, fold forward. So the same way when something weird like that gets thrown at you, your reaction in response to that is the same way that you would might respond when something weird in life gets thrown at you. Just notice what shows up. What thought processes happen. Rise all the way up to stand. Tree pose, right foot up. Look up. Switch sides. Eagle, right arm under, right leg over. Rise all the way up to stand. Switch sides. Sweep all the way up to stand. Right side, eagle. Start to sink down, lower, 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 and make your way all the way onto your back so you're on eagle pose on your back. Once again, just noticing, right? Do you like, are you like, there's no possible way, or do you make it happen, right? Okay, so now lengthen your elbows and your knees apart from each other. Crunch up and in, elbows and knees in. And then lengthen. The farther your knees go in front of you, the harder it is. Crunch in, or the bigger the movement becomes, right? So you can alter that. Keep going, keep breathing, keep crunching. Two more. Unravel everything, hug your knees to your chest. Rock and roll now. Again, some momentum. Two rocks only this time, back up to chair pose. Eagle, left arm under, left leg over. And then make your way back onto your back, however you're able to. Find a way. And go for it. Lengthen out and crunch in. I think there's a game, right, where you have a paper bag. This is like a yoga game. So you have a paper bag, and you try to pick up the paper bag with your mouth. And you, nothing else can touch the ground except for two things, right? Like your 2 feet or two hands or something.
Or just 1 foot.
Or 1 foot. Oh, geez. You up the game. So this is a cool trick to try on. You get to practice that here a little bit. If you want more details, ask me after class. Go over the rules. Two more crunches. And then lengthen everything out. Arms behind you, feet out in front of you. Point and flex your toes. Take a couple of big breaths. Plant your feet on the ground. Plant your hands by your ears. Press up into wheel pose. Lower down. Take a breath in and a breath out. Go back up. And then take one thing off of the ground. A hand, a foot. And then lower everything back down, chin to chest. Take a breath in and a breath out. Go back up. Take the opposite thing off the ground. Lower back down. Take a breath in and a breath out. Last one, go up, full wheel. If you can, you must, right? And if you can't, then do what you can do. Meet yourself where you are. Four more breaths here together in community. Last one in, lower, chin to chest. Happy baby. Okay, take your legs back up to the ceiling. Bring your hands at your low back. Lower your feet all the way down to a hover. Bring them up 30% of the way. Bring them up another 30. Bring them all the way up to center. Lower them back down to a hover. Bring them up 30. Another 30. All the way to a hover. Look up to your toes, flutter kick. Flutter kick. And then scissor. Keep scissoring your legs. Walk them up to the ceiling as you move. Whee. Hug your knees to your chest. Rock and roll. Forward and back. Three rocks. This time through vinyasa. Pausing up in your up dog for a couple of breaths. Swing your hips around a little bit. Look over one shoulder, the other shoulder. Press your toenails into the ground. Downward facing dog. Bring your right shin forward, half pigeon. Stay committed to your Ujjayi breath. Stay present to a deep inhale, full exhale. Your breath has been on point all class. Keep it going. Press yourself up, reach around and grab your back ankle. kick into your hand to light this up a little bit more. Release your back leg, sweep it around in front for our seated tree pose, and then fold over your straight leg. Come back up. Press your right hand down by your right hip for gate pose. Press up onto your right shin. Let your head drop back. Roll your chest open. Do some shoulder circles or wrist circles. And just go the opposite direction as well. Or not. Live a little, right? Downward facing dog. It's always funny. It's like, oh, you better do both ways or else. Who knows what's going to happen. Then left side, half pigeon, left shin forward. That's just how my brain works. And I'm learning how to go with the flow a little bit more with having kids. Like this, the outcome that I want to have doesn't always happen in the steps that I want it to happen. There are multiple ways to get to a desired outcome. Sometimes I think my way is the best way, and usually it is, but it doesn't mean that it has to be that way. Yeah. But I find myself asking myself that a lot. It's like, okay, well, what if we don't do bath time tonight? What's the problem with that? What's going to happen, right? It's like letting go of the need to control everything. Just kind of let things settle in a little bit more. So as you're here in this pose, like how did that land in your body? How can you let go? Where can you let go a little bit more in your physical body, with your breath, with a thought? And press yourself up, grab your back ankle. Release your back foot, sweep it around in front of you, and fold over your right leg. Keep your left knee bent. Press up for gate pose, plant your left hand by your left hip. And then come all the way down onto your backs. Take your legs up for shoulder stand or waterfall, some inversion. Look to your toes, spread your toes open. See how much space you can create between your pinky toe and the rest of your toes. And from shoulder stand, drop your feet behind your head for plow pose. And then roll all the way down onto your backs. Remove the block if you've got a block. Hug your right knee into your chest. Allow your left leg to go out straight. And then take a twist. All the way over. Look over your right shoulder. If that feels okay on your neck. Come back through center, switch sides. Notice what takes you out of being present. Sounds from State Street, sounds from your own thoughts. And just come back to your physical body, come back to your breath. Roll all the way back onto your backs. Final rest. And that's the practice, right? It's just noticing when you've wandered off somewhere in your mind and just returning back to the present moment and bringing your awareness back to one thing, whether it's your breath, whether it's your physical body or a mantra or something, a word. So just using that as a tool for the next few moments of stillness is just returning back to one thing when you notice yourself kind of wandering off.
Take a deep breath. Wiggle your fingers, your toes. Reach your arms over your head and take a full body stretch. Roll over to one side of your body, curl up into a little ball. And then make your way up to a tall seat. Bring your hands together at your heart center, keep your eyes closed. Find your sit bones on your mat and ground them down to sit up a little bit taller. Open up across your chest. Empty out all of your air. And fill up for Om. Ah. Center. Together, we bow and say, Namaste. Namaste. Great work, everyone. Thank you for being here this afternoon with me. It was a pleasure to see all of you. I hope to see you again soon. This weekend, we've got some awesome workshops happening. Adrian's going to be teaching or leading Baptiste 101 this Saturday from 12 to 3. That is going to be anything and everything that we are all about here at the studio, about the sauna, the meditation, the inquiry. So show up to that. I'm going to be there, and I hope to see all of you there. And then on Sunday, Trisha is going to be leading a yoga alignment workshop for, it's part one. So I believe it's just Sun A stuff. So if you ever have any questions on like alignment and chaturangas, if something feels funny, if you ever have questions about any of that, this is going to be an awesome opportunity to show up and get those questions answered without having to pay for a private lesson. So I hope to see you all this weekend. Have a great rest of your week. Yeah.